Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Tim Dragemiller. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke 16, verses 1 to 18. Jesus also said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager.' And the manager said to himself, 'What shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I've decided what to do, so that when I'm removed from management, people may receive me into their houses.' So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, 'And how much do you owe?' He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they ridiculed him. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were unto John. Since then, the good news of the kingdom of God is preached, and everyone forces his way into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one dot of the law to become void. Everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and he who marries a woman divorced from her husband commits adultery. O Lord, have mercy upon us." Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In Luke 16, you can make the case that it is the toughest text in the Bible. What is going on? It says that Jesus commended the dishonest manager. Yes, he is dishonest. Of course he is. It's a guarantee because he is described as the unrighteous manager. The word for righteous in the original Greek language in the New Testament, the way we're saved, God's righteousness that comes by grace through faith, this guy is the opposite. He is adikaios. He's the opposite of righteous. He is not okay with God. He is not just. When he comes into this parable, he's condemned. When he goes out of this parable, he's eternally condemned. Of course he's dishonest. It's all he can be. So why does Jesus commend the adikaios manager, the unjust, condemned manager? And no one could see this coming. We live in this day of fulfillment where we've seen the mystery unveiled. These last days where now God speaks to us by his Son, Hebrews 1 verse 3 says. We are living in Jesus' death and resurrection. We have seen this. We've seen him ascend to the heavens. We are living in a post-baptism life. We've been buried and raised with Christ, and we're still scratching our heads. What about these people and how their minds were blown away by Jesus' teaching here? We have to climb into the culture of Jesus' day. There is one thing about the reputation of the master in this parable that he is willing to defend, that he is merciful. He doesn't want anyone to misunderstand this or be confused about it. This is what he cares about the most. This is what our Lord cares about the most. and the unrighteous manager knows it. He doesn't believe in the Lord's mercy for himself. He's not saved. Like every good con man, he's going to work the angle while time is still on the clock. Before the gig is up, he's going to use people's confidence in the mercy of the master for his own physical benefit. Before the whole community knows, he's fired and he's done. Before the next meeting with the master, where out comes the books. This guy runs around the community acting on behalf of the merciful master. He calls in debtors one at a time. Oh, you got 100 measures of oil? Take it down to 50. 100 measures of wheat? Take it down to 80. He finds as many debtors as he can find, and he risks everything that the master will not allow his attribute of mercy to come into question. Now, all of this is for the purpose of him surfing on a couch until eventually he gets canned. So if this unrighteous manager can risk everything on the mercy of the master, then certainly Christians, believers, those who are righteous, saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus, can risk everything on the one attribute of our God that he wants most to defend. We can risk our future, our marriage, our family, our hope, our consolation, our way out of brokenness, pain, misfortune, our bad choices. We can risk everything in life on the mercy that is revealed in a Savior who gave you everything right down to the last drop of blood. And if you think about it, that's actually not a risk. Jesus never risked his life for you. He freely gave it. For the unrighteous manager, the mammon is the real thing and the mercy is the throwaway. He uses the mercy to get the money. Jesus turns to the disciples and to us, and he tells us to do the exact opposite. We are called to use the throwaway, the mammon, what moth and rust is coming for, and use it for the sake of the grand and glorious gospel of a Savior who was rich, but for our sakes became poor. Use the temporary for the sake of the eternal. You get to be these people as the Holy Church of God, elect and glorious, saints of the Most High God, washed in the water, bought with the blood, feasting on the resurrected body and the cleansing blood of the Lamb, each and every day. In the name of Jesus, amen. O Lord, keep your church in your perpetual mercy, and because without you we cannot but fail, preserve us from all things hurtful and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.